Good evening to you. It's 7:27. But then again, that's what time I'm recording, and I guess that's fairly irrelevant to your purposes. But it is now about 7:30 Central Time, 3/12/2010, 71st day of the year, making it 2010.71. And I've been doing a lot of thinking today. I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. I've been in a slump. I've been in a very severe, not a depression. Depression really wouldn't be the correct word for it. I haven't been depressed per se, but I've definitely been in a slump. I've been trying to figure out a lot, really, a lot personally, and a lot. You know, I've had to deal with. I've spent a lot of money lately, and I'm not broke, but you become aware after a while that. Oh, it's just such a restriction. I have, on the other hand, gotten very much closer to paying off my student loans, which I'm really happy about. It's always good. Tonight, I've been, for about the past hour, really working on getting my computer organized and giving it some direction on establishing a workflow so that I'm spending less time figuring out what I want to do and more time doing it. And I have found some extraordinary extensions for the Google Chrome browser. I've got an extension up here now that ties to Calendar, which I use my Google Calendar a lot. I have it tied to my iPhone now, and it's even more than it already was. My iPhone is now very much running my life. I'm tracking everything on it. It's fantastic. I've got a bunch of new buttons on my Google Chrome browser, including a new attachment for Reader that keeps me updated. I've got a new update on Google Wave, which is very handy, even though it's a little tricky to figure out what your own purposes are going to use Wave for. It's actually pretty useful. Got a little indicator for Gmail now. I've got a little button that I can tweet directly from Google's browser, and that's really easy when I'm wanting to share web pages. The best one, however, is a new button for something called Feedly, which is an extension that opens up a new tab, a new window in Google Chrome that compiles and aggregates several of my other sources directly into one area. Looking at it now, when I open it up, I have it's called the cover of my Feedly page. It's got my RSS feeds that are very, very nicely summarized and categorized, and includes images and it includes summaries. Beautiful. I've got a section that has images from those same sort of highlights images. Then I've got a section that breaks it down into my separate folders and my separate tags that I use in my RSS feeds, which is quite a bit. I really tag a lot. It also has a section that's a very a fully complete section with Twitter that has not only my Twitter stream, but it has my mentions and it has my karma, which tells me how many times my tweets have been retweeted, how many times they've been read, and so on and so forth. It is astoundingly useful. Just found this tonight, and really excited to see how it goes. But I've been doing that sort of thing, just trying to get a little bit organized. And the reason is this. I've had a lot of conversations about space lately, about the space program. And I know there's a lot of disagreements, even among people who are advocates of a strong space program. There's a lot of disagreement on what our direction should be, what should we be planning for, what should we be doing, what sort of money should we be putting into space, and if so, in what program. There are a lot of people that are happy that the Constellation program has been canceled because they considered it inviable. I'm not so sure about that. I like the fact that it was at least giving us a direction. Now, it's April 15th that President Obama has a conference in which he is supposed to unveil the details of a space agenda, the agenda for the space program that he's cooked up. I am, frankly, very skeptical, because it seems to me that they're putting far too much stock in private industry, which private industry is fantastic, and I'm glad to see that there's an upswing in private industry. But the bottom line is that we have to get governments behind it to really make headway. Private industry is not going to accomplish it. They're going to accomplish a lot of the... I think you're going to see better research, but you're not going to have a viable space program. It doesn't make sense for a corporate interest to do that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there at the moment, because some of the stuff that I've sort of concluded lately is I'm expecting everyone to fall into line with my own views on the importance of a space program, but maybe it's time that I start putting my money where my mouth is, so to speak. And I've really been giving this a lot of thought, and I'm going to start looking into what can I do directly. I've really sort of thought what would be interesting would be to begin to take myself in the direction of the space program, or the direction that I would like to see the space program go. I have truly thought, I've very, very seriously considered going back to school, going back to college, and pursuing another degree in physics, or perhaps computer science. Now, this would be an addition to, obviously I'm a graphic designer and a very well-employed graphic designer, and I really enjoy my job. This is just more, I suppose you could say, musing for possible futures. Who's to say that that carrying this out, you know, beginning to look into taking myself back into science, I consider it a sort of promise that I'm willing to make. And I'm curious to see what people think out there. I suppose you could say that I want to make a show and hopefully inspire other people to make a more passionate contribution to what we see as necessary in our future, a space program. And if that means possibly going through the process of earning a science degree, so that I can say, you know, that I'm speaking from firm ground when I talk about how desperately we need to pursue this course into space, I may be willing to do that. I've got to think. It's going to cost quite a bit, obviously, but it's going to be the sort of thing that I'll be doing in evening classes and doing it over a longer span of time. But I'm really thinking about this. This is something I'm taking very seriously. It would be difficult to do, having a full-time job, but I'm willing to try to make that effort. I'm considering it, as I said, I'm considering it a promise, and I want to see more people out there that feel as passionate as I do, willing to make that same promise, where we're no longer talking about it, we're no longer discussing it amongst ourselves, but we're saying, I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to sort of do what I can, really do what I can to sort of bring the future a little bit closer. What are your thoughts on this? Send me an email, isoban@gmail.com. I'm very interested to hear what other people think. And this probably hasn't made a lot of sense. It's because I'm starving at the moment. I've been looking at, actually, I've started boning up on my mathematics, which I'm a little bit behind, obviously, because I haven't looked at it in a while. I was pretty good at math once upon a time, and as I've said before, I think that if I had been a little less well-rounded an artist, I very likely would have gone into science. I very likely would have gone into maybe physics or computer science. So I'm behind in math, and I'm beginning already to look at refresher courses in putting myself up to speed, getting myself back into calculus. I've started looking at degree programs and what would be involved. And again, I'm not talking about leaving my day job. I'm talking about doing this, and this would take a while. Doing this in addition to my career. So this would be something that's going to take a lot of effort, I would think. But I really am beginning to feel that it's worth it, and I really want to know who out there is tired of waiting for someone to give us our future, but is instead ready to make a personal commitment to bringing that to the present, to making it happen. We've got all this technology, all this knowledge. Let's start using it. So that's my question to you. Send me an email at isobon@gmail.com, and I look forward to hearing from you.